The fiscal year 2019 budget adjustment recommendations are being made based on a request from Council to make changes to a few city positions to better fulfill their priorities. Park City Manager Diane Foster says the positions revolve around community engagement, social equity, and community development customer service.
Council, during their mid-year retreat, they actually asked us to go ahead and look at amending, making some changes mid-year to what we were doing. So we're going to create a position that is, again, boots on the ground, direct outreach, not only to Main Street businesses, but also the rest of the community, that front-facing person. We're also looking at creating, on the social equity front, creating some funding to hire some part-time help. We have some internal folks who've been helping out with that. And the one that I especially love, and we have, I think, a great amount of community support for, is hiring, creating some positions for people with disabilities.
Foster says they want council to approve about $25,000 to fund a pilot program to hire people with developmental disabilities. Private businesses are also taking on similar hiring projects.
And we're doing this one a little bit backwards. We're creating the positions and creating the funding, but we don't exactly know what it looks like. We've gotten some great input from staff around the city, but we're going to be working with parents and people from that representative community, people with developmental disabilities, to say, what do you want to do? There are other positions that we can create that can address and can be available to people with all different abilities.
A few years ago, budget manager Nate Rockwood took on the project to develop the five-acre parcel on Bonanza Drive, which will be the Park City Arts and Cultural District. Rockwood was also given the responsibility of the transient room tax implementation. His new job will oversee a new arts and culture department. Foster says the job realignments won't have any impact on the 2019 operating budget.
This is the first step in starting to use that funding for the work that Nate's been doing on the Arts and Culture District. So Nate's role will change a little bit. His title will change. It'll be Redevelopment and Capital Management Director. Jed Briggs's role, which is in there as Administrative Services, Jed will have a modification to his position because he's taking on some of Nate's responsibilities. So he'll be our primary operating budget officer and also primary responsible for things like special service grants and those types of things.
The Arts and Culture District planning is underway, and Rockwood has visited Breckenridge to learn about their program.
Talking about plat amendments and master planning layout, but everything I've seen is super exciting, and I think in the next few months you'll see some more public discussion of that. We're still pretty far away from deciding exactly what kind of businesses are going to go in there and exactly what kind of arts our partners at Sundance and Kimball are going to do versus the city, but that's going to be an exciting couple of years coming up.
Council had requested staff to put in place a Park Avenue parking plan by mid-December. Foster said it's complicated and they still need to talk more with residents, so they're asking council to hold off on implementing a new parking program for the residential street. They ultimately want to protect those who live near the resort and make sure their parking spaces aren't taken up by day skiers. The Park City Council will also consider a request Tuesday to spend $60,000 to add closed captioning to their audio streaming for the hearing impaired. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.